horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust in a hurry. Hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hoy!
The little town of Jackpine crouched like a starved and flea-bitten dog at the foot of Snake Mountain. Its ramshackle wooden buildings were gray and lifeless after years of a losing fight with burning sun and alkali dust that blew in from Chickasee Basin. Its citizens, too, were grim and weather-beaten. Over 100 ranchers and dirt farmers had homesteaded the land 10 years ago, only to discover that rain was an unknown quantity and that artesian wells ran dry. Land without water means nothing. They'd repeated that phrase to themselves 1,000 times. And now, gathered in the Saddle Rock Cafe, they were hearing it again from the lips of a tall, frock-coated Easterner.
I ask you again, gentlemen, what good is land without water? I'll answer my own question. It's no good. Land without water means nothing. Your cattle are dying because they can't graze on cactus and mesquite. Your crops are scorched in the ground before they even get a chance to grow.
Nothing we don't already know.
Is that why you asked us all to come in here today, Mr. Denham? If it is, you...
Oh, no, of course not. I've merely stated a common problem. I also have a solution for it.
Yeah? What is it?
Yeah.
As you all know, because I've made no secret of it, I represent an Eastern land syndicate. If you want to sell your land, get out of this Dust Bowl Basin, I'll buy it.
How much will you pay?
Well, you all homesteaded your land. It didn't cost you anything. Now it's worth even less than that. I'm giving you a chance to move out with your household goods in stock plus $1,000 in cash. What do you say?
I say it's a good deal.
Fine. Good. Now, just to keep the record straight, I'll have Cles Harlow call out your names, and you can give me individual answers. All right, Cles.
Sam Pruitt.
Sure, I'll sell.
Cal Thompson.
Me too.
Nate Simon.
Yeah.
Arky Snowden. Arky Snowden.
Well, I'm here.
Well, what do you say?
Before I say anything, I'd like to ask Mr. Denham a question.
Well, of course. What is it?
Well, if this land here in the basin is so worthless, how come you're willing to pay us all $1,000?
Well, that's a fair question. I'm glad you asked it. The reason my syndicate can afford to spend $60,000 for Chickasee Basin is because, while the land may be worthless now, it's a sound investment for idle capital. Someday it may be worth more.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, yes, it does.
But how can you...
Stop arguing, Snowden. Do you want to sell out like the rest of us are doing?
No, I don't.
What's that?
The ranch that me and my brother Frank have got over near Snake Mountain is ours. We homesteaded it. We're not going to sell.
Now, wait just a minute. I don't wish to enter into any argument. It's up to the rest of you ranch owners. If you're going to let Mr. Snowden stand in the way of selling something you can't use, that's your own business. My offer will hold good until a week from today. Cles.
Yeah?
I'm going back to my room at the hotel. Meet me over there as soon as you can.
Sure. Good, Mr. Denham.
That's all right. What's happening at the cafe?
Everybody's arguing with Aki Snowden.
He still refuses to sell his ranch?
Guess so. That's what he was saying when I left.
Mr. Snowden is a very obstinate young man.
He's a sneaking, yellow-livered polecat. All them Snowdens are.
Say, that reminds me. Wasn't there some sort of a feud between your family, the Harlows, and the Snowdens a few years back?
Yeah. But it kind of died out when Matt went to jail 5 years ago.
Matt. Matt's your older brother, isn't he?
Yeah.
Quite a fighter?
Matt's double-barreled poison. He'd have gunned all the Snowdens if the law hadn't caught up with him.
Gives me an idea. Those two Snowden boys are holding up the sale of this whole basin because they won't listen to reason. Machiavelli said divide and conquer.
Machi who?
An Italian. He lived in the 16th century.
And how could he tell you?
Never mind. You wouldn't understand. I have some good political connections, Cles. I'm going to get your brother paroled from territorial prison.
Matt Harlow?
Yeah.
Warden wants to see you. I think it's a parole.
Sure. I know it is.
Yeah? Oh, come on. How come you know you're getting paroled?
Friend of mine fixed it up. He's from my hometown, down in Jack Pine. I'm going to work for him.
That must be the big fellow you was talking to, the warden last week. What's his name?
Phil Denham.
Uh-huh. Well, all I can say is you're lucky to have a friend like that.
Yeah. Maybe he's the one who's lucky.
What do you mean?
The kind of job he wants done calls for somebody named Harlow. And I'm just the hombre who can do it.
For over a week, most of the farmers and ranchers of Chickasee Basin had tried to persuade the Snowden brothers to join them in selling their property. But the more the men argued, the more firmly the brothers refused. Engrossed as they were in a heated discussion, no one noticed that two strangers had ridden into Jack Pine. Dan Reed and Tonto stood at the edge of the crowd.
Hey, golly, Tonto. Wonder what's wrong.
Oh, me not know, Dan. Men make plenty talk.
Let's move in a little closer and see what it's all about, huh?
What I can't figure out is why you two critters are so stubborn.
No, we're not stubborn. We just don't want to sell. Isn't that right, Frank?
Sure, it's our ranch, and we can do what we please with it.
Yeah, you can starve to death on it, like all the rest of us are doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if any of you ever stop to think there must be some reason why Phil Dunham's willing to pay all that money for land that's not worth anything?
There. You admit that hunk of dirt you call a ranch ain't worth anything, but you won't sell it.
Well, every spread in the basin would be worth a lot of money if we had some water.
But there is no water. Used to be a long time ago. There's a dry creek bed running through them draws in Snake Mountain.
When it's run dry. There will never be any water in that creek, and you know it.
Maybe. How? Somebody going to perform a miracle and make it start running? You're even dumber than Arky. If your whole family was like you two, I don't blame the Harlows for feuding with you.
Hey, now, wait a minute. This has nothing to do with the old feud between us and the Harlows. That's dead and buried.
Yeah? Maybe since Matt Harlow went to jail and you started sparking that kid's sister of his, things are different, huh? You're more yellow than ever.
Leave Martha Harlow's name out of this.
Listen, you dirty sneak.
No, Frank, no, don't.
Arky's right. We're not hashing over the Harlow-Snowden feud. All we want to know is why you boys are standing in the way of the rest of us getting $1,000 apiece for our land.
Well, we're sorry about that. Honest, we are. I mean about not being able to sell your land unless we sell, too.
Well, those are Phil Denham's terms. You were there when he made them.
But when Ma and Pa and Frank and I came out here from Arkansas and homesteaded that place near Snake Mountain, we intended to make it our home. Forever. Now, in a kind of a crazy feud with the Harlows, the old folks are gone. But Frank and I are staying.
Won't be your home for very long, Archie, without any water.
You may be right. Frank and I are hoping that maybe someday there will be water here in the basin again.
Still banking on that miracle?
No, I'm not. But I'm not going to sell out to Phil Denham or anybody else for $1,000. And that's final.
Hey, look who's coming down the street. It's Matt Harlow.
Matt Harlow? Thought he was in jail.
Well, heard something about him getting a parole, but I didn't
the
think...
The Harlows and the Snowdens. There's going to be some lead flying, boys.
All right, you yellow belly Snowden critters. Step out of that crowd. Oh,
look right at me. Look
it is Matt Harlow, and I'm glad...
No, Frank, no, don't draw a gun. That's just what he wants you to do.
Nobody like Matt Harlow can call me yell and get away with it. Let go of my arm.
No.
And counting three. Before I'm through, both of you better fill your hands. One. Two.
It's all right, Matt.
Frank.
Archie. My chest. You. Oh. It's up to you.
Oh. He's dead.
That's one of them. I've got a slug for the other Snowden. All right, draw your Snowden.
Now you can see I'm not packing a gun, Matt. If you still want to shoot, well, go ahead.
I forgot. Yager Snowden Welp don't carry again, does he? All right, then maybe you'd rather get the barrel of this six shooter alongside of your skull.
Come on.
Why, you.
You wait! That's not fair. You, big fella, and you use gun. Him small. Just have fist.
Redskin, eh? Listen, Injun, keep your greasy snoot out of this
room. Me not like that.
I'll drill your
car. You! Who is the Redskin?
Never saw him before.
Whoever he is, he can sure punch. Look at that!
Get it, Joe Tano?
That picks him.
Golly.
I don't know who you are, Injun, but I want to thank you for helping me out. Matt Harlow was swinging a gun in a few.
Me no.
Is the Injun a friend of yours, kid?
Sure.
You better tell him that unless he gets out of town before Matt Harlow comes to, he's dealt himself in on a feud.
Well, that won't bother Tonto.
You see, this is kind of a tough spot for anybody named Snowden. The town was already set against us because we wouldn't sell our ranch. And now Matt's come back and killed my brother.
Well, me think it better we take dead man to ranch now. You get horse and go first. Me carry brother. What name of ranch?
It's the Diamond S. Near Snake Mountain.
Dan, you ride to camp. Bring friend. Me help young fella.
Sure, I understand. Steady, Victor. Steady, boy. Come on, Victor. Oh, Victor, hold on.
Dan, you look excited. What's wrong? Where's Tonto?
We stopped at Jack Pine. There was a big crowd. There was a man shot to death, and Tonto got in a fight with a fellow who killed him. He was helping a dead man's brother who didn't have a gun.
Is he still there in town?
When I left, he was going to ride to the Diamondist Ranch, near Snake Mountain. That's where Archie Snowden lives.
Here, Silver.
Snowden. There used to be a feud in this part of the country between the Snowdens and a family named Harlow, said he, big fella.
It's worse than ever now. Matt Harlow's the man Tonto had to fight with.
Where did you say the Snowden Ranch is?
Somewhere near Snake Mountain.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. It was less than half an hour later. Tonto and Archie Snowden had just finished the sad task of burying Archie's brother in a little hill next to the Diamond S ranch house.
Say, who are those fellas? I don't know that.
Hold it.
It's a kid. It was you in town. But who's he? Matt, an outlaw.
I'm no outlaw, Archie. Hello, Tonto.
How?
Oh, then what are you wearing at? Hey, how do you know my name?
The big fella. Dan Reed told me.
Dan?
That's me.
He also told me about what happened in Jackpine this morning. I'm sorry about your brother.
Yeah. Frank never had a chance.
Tell me something, Archie. What's the real reason you refused to sell your ranch? Just like all the rest here in the basin, there's not a drop of water on any of them.
I know. But why is Phil Denham so anxious to get this land?
I've been wondering the same thing.
He wants this place in particular because it's near the mountain.
Maybe that's the answer. The mountain. Is there anything up there?
Oh, nothing but lizards and volcanic rock. Not even any weeds.
Call your horse, Tonto.
Here, Scout.
You stay here at the ranch with Archie, Dan. Tonto and I are going to take a ride up Snake Mountain. This is about as far as we can go up this dry creek bed on horseback, Tonto.
Ah.
The ground hits the horses and see how much further we can go on foot.
Steady, big fella. What you look for, Kemosabe?
I don't know, Tonto. That's the trouble. Maybe nothing. But it's worth a trial. Come on.
Whoa, boy.
Martha.
Archie, I've been almost crazy ever since I heard about what happened in town. Are you hurt, Archie?
No, it wasn't me.
I know. Frank. Oh, Archie, if I could only tell you how sorry I am. Matt shot him in cold blood, didn't he?
Well, there were a lot of witnesses, and I suppose they'd call it self-defense. Frank had a gun.
Oh, it's terrible. Horrible. I didn't even know that Matt had been released from prison.
Neither did I until he walked down the street. Then the Harlow-Snowden feud started all over again. Martha, honey, I want to ask you something.
What is it?
About 5 years ago, I made you a promise. I promised I'd help to stop all this senseless killing by not carrying a gun.
I know.
Now I want you to release me from that promise.
Archie, you mean you...
I'm going to kill Matt. Keep him from killing me.
I hope you do. I wish he were dead now. Oh, he had no right to come back and start all this when we were so happy.
Maybe it'll be best for you not to come over here. For a few days, anyway. Not until after. You understand, honey?
I'll do whatever you say. But, Archie, please. Please be careful.
I'll do my best. With a lonesome gun. Bye, Martha.
Goodbye. Come on, boy.
Look, Tonto. Little shack made out of stone. No signs of life. Let's go in and look it over. A few cans of blasting powder. Maybe it's a miner's storage shack that...
All right, Reach. Get him high.
Back of us, Tonto.
Do
what he says until we see who it is.
That's better. Now turn around. Well, I'll be... Mast, howl, hooting an engine. What are you critters doing up here?
We could ask you the same question.
But you're not going to ask nothing. As I'm shoving a load of daylight through you both.
Look, Tonto. Above his head.
What are you mumbling about?
Before you pull that trigger, it might interest you to know that there's a coiled rattlesnake on that ledge about a foot from your head.
What?
Watch out, he's going to strike. There. Even a rattlesnake isn't dangerous when his head's gone.
Jump at your house, man. You blew the critter's head off. Just when I was going to plug you.
Please don't think that's the reason I saved your life.
Let me out of here.
Oh, that fellow plenty scared.
So scared he forgot he was going to kill us. I wonder who he was. Well, the only result of our trip was an empty shack, a would-be killer, and a dead rattlesnake. Let's go back to the Diamond S Ranch, Tom. Well, that's strange. No light in the house. I wonder where Dan and Erky are.
Oh.
Strike a match, Tonto.
Oh. Lamp on table. Still warm.
Yes, it can't be very... Wait a minute. Here's a note. It's from Dan.
Why then leave here?
He says Arky got a note from Martha Harlow. One of the cowhands brought it. She says it's important that Arky meet her at once near the Harlow Ranch. I'm riding over with him. I don't like this tunnel. It might be a trap. Come on, we're going over there.
Gag away from my mouth. At least I can breathe better. Gee, there's no way I can help you, Arky. My hands and feet are still tied. If I could... Oh, my... Wait a minute. Come, somebody. Who's there? Who is it?
You don't know me, kid. It's too dark in here for you to see. I'm Cress Harlow.
What do you want?
You're a friend of that engine that quit Matt this morning, ain't you?
You mean Tonto?
I guess so. I saw him this afternoon up in the mountain. He and the masked critter saved my life.
How did...
That don't make any difference. I can't help either of them because I don't know where they are. But you're their friend, and I can't help you. Even if I am double-crossing my own brother.
What do you mean?
I'm going to cut them ropes and let you both sneak out of here.
Well, Carl, I...
Turn around so I can use this knife.
Yeah. It sure feels better. How about you, Arky?
Yeah.
Walk straight ahead. There's a side door. Your horse is hitched to a cottonwood tree outside.
Gee, thanks.
No time for that. Hurry. Matt and Denham will be coming back here any minute.
Steady, boy. Come on, Victor. Get him, boy.
Go on, after him. Come on, men. That young Snowden, he's getting away.
Faster, Victor, faster.
They're right behind us. Come on, boy.
Oh,
listen, Tonto.
Any horse come this way?
We'd better take a side trail until we find... No, look. Dan and Arky Snowden.
Oh, steady, Dan. Golly, I sure glad to see you.
What's wrong, Dan?
Matt Harlow, Phil Denham, and almost every man in Jack Pine's after us.
That note that Arky got was just a trick. They tied us up. We got loose.
And Martha.
Where is she?
I don't know. I heard him say somebody had taken her to the shack on the mountain.
I know. Come on, Silver.
Denham,
come on, Victor.
And back color.
Ah.
What the...
Got that gun around.
Oh, my arm!
Arky.
Martha, you all right?
I will be if you'll untie my hands.
Let your men come up trail. You listen.
Yes, we're in for a siege. Close the door and bolt it. Dan, you keep that prisoner covered. Use your rifle, Tonto, but don't shoot to kill.
For the next 30 minutes, the Lone Ranger and his friends suffered a hail of lead as revolver and rifle bullets ricocheted against the stone shack.
Are you all right, Martha?
I'm safe enough. This dirt floor is cold, but I found a patch of grass here behind the door.
What was that? What did you say?
Nothing. Just this little patch of grass.
Where? Let me see it. You're right. Grass growing up to the dirt floor of a stone shack.
Why? What does it mean?
I don't know. It may mean that... Otto, come here. Your ear down there. Is it? You hear anything?
You're right, Kimasabi.
Well, what are you talking about?
I haven't time to explain now. Quick, Tonto, bring me one of those cans of blasting powder.
You do it.
Open it while I hunt for some caps. Blasting powder is stored here. There should be some caps.
Oh, here, in this little box. Are these what you mean?
Yes. Now hurry, all of you. Out that back window. Keep the prisoner ahead of you, Dan.
All right. Let's go.
Now, Tonto, I'm going to put my hat on top of this can of blasting powder. Now, open the door so they can see it. Come on, we've got to run for it. Out the window.
They've got the door open. Let them have it.
I'll put that kid over the head of him.
Arky will explain it to you. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with the Harlows or Phil Denham from now on.
Neither do I. Thanks to you.
Come on, Dan. Tom.
Snowden, about 100 of us dumb galoots sure owe you an apology. We've got those crooks, Denham and Mike Harlow, laced up down there. We'll turn them over to the law.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
You said you was figuring on a miracle. You sure pulled one, all right.
Oh, no, I didn't. It wasn't a miracle.
Arky, I'm dying of curiosity. What happened?
Well, you remember that patch of grass you found in the stone house?
Yes.
That was the only growing thing anyone's ever seen on all of Snake Mountain. And that meant there was water somewhere below it. A sunken river, I guess. So when he put those caps in the blasting powder, it was to make sure that bullets would explode the powder and blast open the river. Chickasee Basin will have plenty of water now after you figured out...
Wait a minute. Who's this he you're talking about? Is he the miracle?
No. Just the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Boy!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.